Okay, good to go. In this morning's learning in Parshas Bishalach, we're introduced in the Torah to the first presentation of the laws of Shabbos that are given to the Jewish people as a nation. Shabbos, of course, is mentioned in Parshas Bereishis, but there's no Jewish people, not too many people at all at that point. The first time that Shabbos is presented to the Jewish people as a nation, so that's here in Parshas Bishalach, and I refer, of course, to the story of the Mon, where there are restrictions that are put in terms of them not being allowed to collect Mon on Shabbos, and the idea of collecting a double portion on Friday, etc. So in that connection, the Torah says the following. It's the first of the sources. There's packets of papers on the table, on the chair over there. So the Pasuk says in Mishmos, Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Chof Tes, again in connection with the Mon, Re'u ki Hashem nosan lochem ha-Shabbos, al-keinu nosan lochem ba-yom ha-shishi lechem yomoyim, shru ish tachtov al-yetze ish b'mkomo ba-yom ha-shri. And behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you the Shabbos day. Again, this is the first presentation of Shabbos to the Jewish people as a nation. Behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you this Shabbos day, and therefore he gives you on the sixth day, on Friday, a double portion, lechem yomayim. And then the phrase that's important for us this evening, al yetze ishu ish tachtov al yetze ish b'mkomo v'yom ha-shvi, let every man remain in his place, that nobody leave his place on the seventh day, al yetze ish b'mkomo v'yom ha-shvi. So that's an interesting din. It's a halacha. It's probably a lesser known halacha of Shabbos, a lesser understood halacha of Shabbos, that there is such a thing called Chum Shabbos. There's a boundary beyond which you're not allowed to go on Shabbos. What exactly is that? It's not a malacha, right? It's not a malacha. It's not one of the 39 malachas. So it's an interesting question. Where does this fit, this concept of Tchumen, that there's some sort of boundaries on Shabbos? But that's what the Torah says. There's a restriction on movement. And Lechor, it's not talking, certainly Pshuto Shemikra, it's not talking about carrying anything, even walking without carrying anything. You're not allowed to walk beyond a certain point on Shabbos. That's what it means. Shavu ish tachtov, al yetze ish mimkomo bayom hashri. That's what the pasuk says. Rashi and Chumash, it's not on the sheets, but Rashi and Chumash here in Pasuk Choftes, B'divra Maskel Shru Ish Tachtov, so he says, Mikan Samchu Chachamim Dalad Amos Liyotze Chutz L'Tchum. Okay, the Chachamim defined a person's place as Dalad Amos. Rashi figures out the calculation. That's your place. And Shru Ish Tachtov, I'm sorry, Ayetze Ish Mimkomo, says Rashi, Elu Alpayim Amos Shel Tchum Shabbos. That Chazal tell us, and we'll see how they get to that. 2,000 Amos. 2,000 Amos. You're not allowed to walk beyond 2,000 Amos from your place on Shabbos. Ayetze Ish Mimkomo Shri is 2,000 Amos. 2,000 Amos, depending on how you measure an Amos somewhere between a foot and a half and 2 feet. So it's, two-thirds of a mile, a little more than two-thirds of a mile, less than a mile for sure, right? So 2,000 Amos, maybe 3,500 feet, 4,000 feet, whatever exactly, different shittos is exactly, you have a Bokham Chaim Noah and the Chazanish and Moshe Feinstein, different definitions exactly where an Amos is. But for our purpose, approximately two-thirds of a mile. That's the distance beyond which you can't walk on Shabbos. Now Rashi adds, the low mefurish, it's not an exact pasuk telling you that, because, says Rashi, she'ein tchumin ela medivrei sofrim. Okay, the concept of tchumin on Shabbos, says Rashi here in his comment on the Chumash, d'rabbanan. Okay, so it doesn't mean that that's what this pasuk, not a din d'oraisa that emerges in this pasuk. So claims Rashi over here. Mikara shel mikra alokte hamon nemar. This pasuk is talking more about going out to collect a mon. You can't go beyond a certain distance to collect a mon. It's not talking about, and perhaps it talks about carrying the mon back and so on. We'll see perhaps a little later. But the point is, for our purpose now, Rashi is telling us that this isser of tumin is the rabbanon. This pasuk is an asmachta. It just hints at the concept and so on. But it's not a din d'oraisa. So I'd like to talk a little bit about what is this issue of tchumen in terms of Hilchos Shabbos. There's a restriction on how far you can go, where you can't walk beyond on Shabbos. Now, just to give a general overview, there's a lot to talk about on the subject. I'm not going to do now in terms of all the dinim practically, but just a kind of very brief overview. So the halacha is, as Rashi just alluded to in the Chumash, so every person has his place. Your place is your dalet amos. A person has his dalet amos. How you get to three amos? He your body in an amas to stretch out your hand. So you have dalet amas. You're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amas. Forget about carrying. We're talking about just walking. You're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amas beyond your place. What is your place? And now it depends. If you're in, you know, when Shabbos starts, you're out in the desert someplace, you're in the middle of nowhere, so then the dalet amas is your, that's your place. You can't walk more than 2,000 amas beyond that. If the... Plus the dalet amas, yeah.
Plus 3 and a half.
Dalet, right, right.
Beyond, 3 amas from me.
From where you are, right. Now, however, if you're in a house, let's say, and it's a house in the middle of no place again, but it's a house or a building of some sort, so then the whole building is considered your dalet amas. The dalet amas, maybe the building may be much bigger than dalet amas, but that building, that room, or that home is considered dalet amas, so you have 2,000 amas beyond the beginning of that home. Okay, and not just the dalet amas, but you happen to be standing when Shabbos starts. Then, if the if that building where you are is in the middle of a city, so then you have 2,000 amas beyond the city. But of course, now we have to understand that a city for this purpose is not defined by municipal boundaries or by the definition. This is called this township and that municipality. That's how it goes. By a city is defined for our purposes. Really, the Gemara says you have to have three chatzeros with two homes opening up into each one. So let's assume for now, let's have another business. An apartment building, so it qualifies as that, and a city starts with that. That's the beginning of the city. Well, let's say six homes that are within certain distance of each other, and then as long as it's continuous homes, each home within 70 and two-thirds amas, maybe 130 feet or something like that within each other, so that's considered part of the city. And then the next home is 130 amas beyond that, and each one extends the city, and that can go on.
That's a straight line, though.
Well, it's right. It's right. We'll get to that in a second. But it can extend the city.
Yeah.
Right. But the city, before I get to the squaring off, the city extends for each house. And that's what I said. So you can have here in our neighborhood, let's say Teaneck goes right into Bergenfield. So even though it's a different municipality, but the homes continue, you know, within that proximity. So it's still considered the same city according to Halacha. Okay. And then when the city finally ends, meaning there are no more homes, there's a further question. Do businesses count? And so I don't go into all that now. But beyond that's the end of the... Of the area. If the area is enclosed in an Eruv, which was put up for carrying purposes, so then the whole city, whatever is included in the Eruv, that's the city, and you have 2,000 amas beyond that, if there are no, you know, if there are no, no houses beyond that point and so on. Now, how you exactly what you do with the city, the Gemara says you square it off. So it doesn't have to be, if you have a home over here, and a home over here, and you have, you know, this, and how the city sort of like is bending a little bit like this, but there's all kinds of houses all the way, so then you can make a rectangle between one, you know, you take the northernmost point and the southernmost point and the easternmost point and the westernmost point, and you make a square, basically a rectangle out of that, depending. However, you can't always do that either, because sometimes the city is already shaped in a square. Okay, so that's just the overview, and you have 2,000 amas beyond that. Yeah. It depends on the size. It depends how, you know, how anything interferes.
The northwestern edge of New York.
Right, touches Bergen County.
Right.
I know.
So the rectangle.
Right, we're within the Trump. Correct. That was the issue. Okay, so whatever. Boris Rommel used to let people walk across the river, and then he changed his mind later on. Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to go into all that issue now. I just want to give you that's the overview of the concept of Tumen. Okay, but the Tumen is the boundary. Again, it's you have 2,000 amas beyond your Makom Shvisa. That's the term. What is your Makom Shvisa? So again, if you're out in the woods someplace, so it's right where you are, you're Dalet Amas, that's it. If you're in a building, so it's that in a home, it's that home, but if the home is part of a city, and by the way, a city can extend because you can have two cities, quote unquote, two halachic cities, and you can have 70 and two-thirds Amma this way and 70 and two-thirds Amma that way if they mix, 141 and a third Ammas, so that also works to extend the city. Again, these are all technical details which are in the Gemara and Erevin and in the Shulchan Aruch and so on, and you have to know it's really, in order to measure Tum, you know, it's really kedai to see like a surveyor's map or a, you know, tax map and so on. Right. Up in the country, right, up in the mountains sometimes, you have to really pay attention to that, because sometimes there you have like a little town, or, you know, and the town ends, and there's just a highway, you know, for another 8 miles till the next little town. And, you know, bungalow colonies and so on, that's a significant issue. You can't really walk beyond, depending on the structure, you can't walk beyond 2,000 amas. And I actually have a map at home, I was like on the mail, it's not going to get any person, I don't go up to the mountains in the summer, but a lot of people do. It's a map of like Monticello and Woodburn, and they squared, they showed all the different areas where the Tumen are, and they identified, you know, where this city should a bungalow colony is and that place is and so on. And it's relevant that, you know, sometimes in, sometimes out. You gotta check. But that's the din of tchum. In a nutshell, that's an overview. There are a lot of details, obviously, I left out. I just want to give you that point. What I want to look at, though, is what's the nature of this din? Where does this come from? Rashi already in Chumash, we just said it to din the Rabbanan. But I'd like to look at a few sugyas in Maseches Erevin to explore that point and then present some nafkaminas in terms of that. The Mishnah says in Erevin, the second source, Mem Tesson Beis, Misha Bob Adarif Choshcholo. A guy was traveling on Erev Shabbos and he got caught up and then it got dark, you know, Shabbos arrived while he was traveling. So there are certain leniencies. There is a din that you can set up what's called an Erev Tchumen. You put at the edge of your Tchumen, the edge of the 2,000 Amos, some food, enough food for a couple of meals, and that extends you another 2,000 Amos. So here the Gemara has a cooler for a guy, the Mishnah has a cooler for a guy who got stuck someplace again and he knew he's heading home and he was running home and then it got dark and it was Shabbos. It says, "Ahaya makir ilan ogadir." He was aware of a certain landmark. He recognized a certain tree or a certain fence. Rashi says, in source 3, I have the Rashi's. Rashi says, "Ahaya makir ilan ogadir." Who besolf alpayim in mokom raglav umeir ilan the base alpayim. That tree or that fence or whatever landmark he knows about because he's coming home is he knows it's within 2,000 amas of where he is now, and that tree is also within 2,000 amas of his home, of the house where he wants to get to. So the omar shvisos. If he says, "I want to be Kona," he can have like a mental or a verbal designation without putting food. It's a special kula. If I just said my shvisa is under that tree, that's not enough. It has to be more specific than that. He says, "Shvisasi b'ikaro," I will put my shvisa by the trunk of this tree. That's where I'm going. I'm within 2,000 amos. So you can do that. Mahalak mokam raga b'ikaro alpayim ama. Umikaro b'beis alpayim ama. Nimsa. Mahalak m'shechashecha arbaas alpayim ama. He has this special kula to go 4,000 amos. Okay, again, the details of that case, a special kulup, we don't need it. Eino makir, she'eino boki b'halocha, v'amar shisosi, v'mkomi zochol, v'mkoma alpayim amal l'chol ruach. He says, this is where I'm stopping, so he has all 2,000 in each direction. Okay, so... Not in different directions. No, one's a mess. One's
so
different direction you make it come out. Yeah.
So then
to another place. Every different din. Okay. Right, the food there and so on and so forth. The huts. I'll try. Yeah, I don't know into all those details now. I mean, it can make a different direction. I'll tanai and make the decision on Shabbos. But anyway, that's the Mishnah Erevin in source number two, and those are the Rashi's. Okay, but what I'm more interested in here is the fact that here's the Mishnah mentioned Alpayim Amma. So the Gemara in source number four, okay, Hani Alpayim Amma Heichem Ksivan. Okay, Hani Alpayim Amma Heichem Ksivan. Where did you get Alpayim Amma? I mean, where do you get the notion of 2,000 Ammas? Where does that come from? That's what I want to look at now. Well, who says 2,000 Ammas is Tum Shabbos? So that's the Gemara's Kasha in Erevin Nun Aleph and Aleph Kamet in this Mishnah. So the Gemara says, the Tanya, Shvu Ish Tachtov Elu Arba Ammas. The Pasuk in our Sedra, Shvu Ish Tachtov, that's the basic Arba Ammas, your own place. Al Yetze Ish Minkomo Elu Alpayim Amma. The Rashi Chumash said it like that, right? Al Yetze Ish Minkomo is Alpayim Amma. Minola, where does it come from? So Gemara has a whole complicated lingo. Amr of Chista, Lamadno Mokom, Mimokom, Mokom, Minisa, 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 Migvul, Gvul, Migvul, Gvul, Michutz, Chutz, Michutz, Tchsev, finally comes to a passing the end of Chumash by Midbar, Umadosem by the Ore Alevim, it says, Umadosem, Michutz, La'ir, as Pa'as, Kedma, Alpayim, Ba'amo. So you want to see the whole Limud, Rashi explains it again, Erevin, Nun Alef, and Av Rashi, the Divas, Mokom, Mimokom, Umokom, Minisa, it's a several step Limud, okay? Pasuk, Shenebra, Mokom, Lomneb, Nisa, Donin also me pasuk acher shem ba makom Nisa. Kegon al yetim mukim kamo. Donin istanti lechom makom asher yanus shom or in miklat. Malahan kliksiv Nisa asher yanus af mikad al yetish mukomo marbi be Nisa. Vavi command kliksiv as if it was written Nisa in that pasuk. Vahoder Donin Nisa me Nisa. The Nisa migvul klomar Donin Nisa zu shelo anem abagul. Minisa shenem abagul. The kliksiv migvul ir miklato asher yanus. Umar bin Nami be idok Nisa da yetish mukomo ki ilu kliksiv begvul. You have this several step limud as if our original pasuk had this word in it, even though it doesn't. It's a funny topic, Zera Shava, which we have. Okay. The Hadra Dan Gvul Migul Gvul Michut. Dan Gvul Zer Shalon Aruchut, Migul Shemar Aruchut, Shenemar Motso, so go Adam Michut the Gvul, Umar Bin and Chutz Migzer Shava, a high Gvul Dayetish Mikomo, the Hadra Dani High Chutz Michut, to my dosa Michut Slayer, the Sibi Alpayim Bahama. So you have this whole complicated limud, which teaches us ultimately that when it says in our pasuk, Al Yetish, it's a referring to Alpayim Amud, because that other pasuk, even though our pasuk doesn't have the same words, but you saw that the Gemara jumps from one to the other, the Limud, so you have also Alpayim Amud. So that's the Mukar, Erevin Nun Aleph Mud Aleph, that's the Mukar for the concept of Alpayim Amud being the Tum Shabbos. However, as the Ritva writes, we only need the first line in source number 6, the Chidush HaRitva, there in Erevin Daf Nun Aleph Mud Aleph, the Diyamas Hechon Ksivan, he says, Pirish Hechi Remizi. He said, don't get excited by the fact the Gemara says, Hechon Ksivan. Now, where is it written? As though this is a deraisa. He says, no. He says, Hechon Ksivan, Mirish Hechon Remizi. Vahecha Asmechinu Rabbanan, Lamai Dekamel in the Tchum Rabbanan. So, Ritva says, like Rashi Chumash Nisri Sedva says, the whole concept of Tchum is the Rabbanan. This whole thing is a remez. That's why you can make all these jumps from one pasuk to another and so on and so forth. It's just a chazal looking for Asmachta for this concept of 2,000 Amos is your Tchum Shabbos, but the whole thing is a Din Rabbanan. So says the Ritva. Actually, however, that's a machokas. So I'll show you, if you take a look in the seventh source, is the Mishnah in Sota, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Bo Bayom Dar Shav Akiva, Umadosa Michutz La'ir Es Pas Kedma Alpayim Bo'ama, that's one Pasuk, Umikra Acher Omar, in the same Parish, it says, Mikira Yir V'chutz Elef Amos Ovi, so Yif Shalom Elef, Amo Shekranem Alpayim Amo, Yif Shalom Alpayim Amo, Shekranem Elef Amo, so which is it? You have two Psukim, one says Alpayim Amo is the city, and one says Elef Amo is the city, so which is it? So the Kiva has a draw. Elef Amo Migrash Alpayim Amo Tchum Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva learns that Elef Amo is from the Migrash, the garden or the field around the city that's considered part of the city, and the Alpayim has to do Tchum Shabbos. That's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Lezer Ben Ashur Yisrael Gliri Omer Elef Amo Migrash Alpayim Amo Sodos Ukromin. Rashi. And the next source, Migrash, Rechava Pnuya Mizri, it's an open area, like a, what they call it here by Route 4, the Green Belt, right, the Tinek Green Belt. So that's what a Migrash is, a Green Belt. Rechava Pnuya Mizri, and Batam Yilana, it's Lenoy Ha'ir, Leo Sola Avir, an open space. Valpayim Lahuskar Lesitman Levian, Lonemro El Yitzias Tchum Shabbos. That's how the Kiva learns that the Alpayim has nothing to do with the city, it has to do with Tchum Shabbos. However, the other Zabir said, Gleda disagrees, he said, no, the other one is Sados Ukromen. Alpayim Sovis Nitta Levian, Mehem Hanichu Elef Sovir Elamigas, Vashar Sovir Sukram, they can plant crops there and vineyards and so on and so forth. What is the machlokes between the Kiva and the Yosef Glidi? So on the next Amud, there a few pages later in Sota, Lamed Amud Beis, source number 9, B'mai Kamiflagi, so Rashi says, again, Lamed Amud Beis, B'mai Kamiflagi, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer, Rosh Yosef Glidi, says the Gemara, Mar Sovar Tumen Doraisa, or Mar Sovar Tumen Dorabonon, that's the machlokes of the Kiva, Yosef Glidi, in that Mishnah, because the Kiva darshins the Pasuk as though the Pasuk is actually talking about Tum Shabbos, so Kiva holds the Doraisa. Rabbi Lezer, says nothing doing, that Pasuk is talking about the Ari Halavim, and there's no concept of Tumen Doraisa. It's actually machlokes in the Tanoim, that's what I wanted to show you. Now, ordinarily, we have a principle that halacha Rabbi Akiva mechavero, right? Rabbi Akiva argues with one person, so we tend to follow the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. But as we see in other sugas in Erevin, it's not just Rabbi Elazar ben Elshua Saglili who disagrees. There is a suga, for example, on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis there in Erevin. On Lamed Hey Amud Beis, the Gemara Tosa, Rabbi Meir there says Kosova Rabbi Meir Tchumen Doraisa, and then the Gemara asks against that. That's source number 11, Lamed Hey Amud Beis. We're not going to read the whole thing, but the Gemara has a kasha, but it says Kosova Rabbi Meir Tchumen Doraisa, right? He holds the Tchumen is Doraisa, and he has a kasha, and he still maintains the Tchumen Doraisa. However, on the next Amud, Lamed Vav Mud Aleph, there in Erevin, again, we have that printed in source number 12, Amar Huna Bar Chinna, that some disagree, because Shiny Tuma Hol Yesha Ikam and Torah. The Gemara says that the Sugi there on Lamed Hamad Beis was talking about for certain dinim, they were machmer, and certain dinim, they were mako, in terms of the psak, in the case of a suffix, that was the issue, okay? And so it seems that they were machrin and the laws of Tumantara and they were Mekel and the other thing, and the laws of Shabbos. So the Gemara says on top of Lamed Vav Mud Aleph, it says, Amar Huna Bar Chinna, Shiny Tuma Hol Yeshikim and HaTorah. Okay, now Tuma is, even though the particular case might have been in the Rabbanan, but it's Ikar, fundamentally, it comes from HaTorah. Rashi comments, and it's printed on the page there, in the next source, 13, Rashi says, Hol Yeshikim and HaTorah, the Yesh Tum and HaTorah, the Yesh Lahachim is Suffolk to be lost. Whatever the suffix there was in the previous Amud, but by Tumah there were Machmer because Tumah has its roots in the Torah. So ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? So does Shabbos. Shabbos Namad Deraisa. Okay? So the Gemara says, Rashi says there's Shabbos Nami Daraisi Atchumin Parach Lameimar the Tchumin Daraisi Krebekim Masechah Salta. What do you mean? Shabbos is also the Tchumin on Shabbos is also, but it doesn't mean Shabbos in general. That's obviously the Raisa. Tchumin, that was the issue. Tchumin is also Midaraisa. So we have the same, you have the same Kashu, the same Svar should apply there as well. So the Gemara concludes, no, Kasav Reb Yossi, back into verse 12, Kasav Reb Yossi Tchumin Darabanan. So now we have already another sheet. Before we had Elazar ben Osher Esnag Lila. Now you have over here Rabbi Yossi. So it's Rabbi Akiva maintaining, and perhaps the mayor agrees with the Gemara and talks about it, right? The Tchumen of the Raisa. But a number of other Tanoim happen to Paskin not that way. They hold that Tchumen is only Midrabanan. Now, if we take a look at the next source, Erevin, another source, a little tour of Masechus Erevin here. So there's another, this is the end of the first paragraph, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, source number 15. There, the Gemara says, Lokin al Eruve Tchumen, let me find it. Amr, the source 14, excuse me. Amri de Beir Bianai, Lo Shon al Arachatzer, Sabah Tchumen, Chayavin, the Tanam Chiel, Lokin al Eir Tchumen, Dvar Torah. You get Malkus on a Doraisa level for violating Tchumen. Maskev Rabbianos, and Chielokin al Lab Shebeal. Sounds like the question is, it doesn't say lo in our pasuk. The pasuk is, al yetzayishim kom ve'el mashri. That was our pasuk that said, do you get malchus for that? So the Lord says, what do you mean, do you get malchus? Of course you do. Maskev Rachav Yaakov, el mat nixiv, al tifna ha'ovos al yidonim. Right? Hachin amido loki, there are other places that says, al, you get malchus. What kind of kasha was that? No, you missed the kasha. Yonasan hachi kasha, says the Gemara. Yonasan's kasha was like this. Lav shenitan lazharas misas bezdin. The whole lav shenitan lazharas misas bezdin ain't lokin love. Okay, the Torah is like this. First of all, look at the Rashi in 15. Lokin al Eruv Tchumen, Dechsiv al Yetzishim Kamo, Omehachi al Finan Tchumen, Perak Mishot Tziyu, the Gemara in Erevin Don Aleph. So what do you mean, Lav Shanitan Azharas Mises Bezdin? The Kasha of Rabbi Yochanan was the following. It's true, Rabbi Kiva holds Tchumen is Doraisa. Okay? He doesn't think that's Rabbi Yonason's Kasha. What do you mean, maybe we don't Paskin like Rabbi Kiva? Because, look in the Rashi, he said, we don't Paskin that way. He says, look in the Rashi, and the Yudzan and Rebbe's Lav Shinitan Azharis Mises Ben in Spezin, source 16, it says, Alzela, second line, Alzela, Elacholik Rashi, the Hobbachol Duchta, Pshita Leila Hashat, they were Tchumen Drabanan. It's assumed all over Shas, not like Rabbi Kiva. It's always assumed that Tchumen is Drabanan. And Tchumen is Drabanan. Alright, so that was not, and he talks about the Breira issue that Rezita mentioned earlier before and so on. So everyone assumes Tchumen is only Drabanan. I'm sorry, that was in Tosus. Yeah, except Rabbi Kiva. But that was in Tosus, not in Rashi. What's the idea of Lav Shemitah Mazharis Mises Bezdin? So, the point of the matter is, when you have a Lav, where there's a capital punishment involved, so then, so that's called the Lav Shemitah Mazharis Mises Bezdin. There's no Malkus there. Right? There's no Malkus. And here, you have a Lav, it's a Lav Shemitah Mazharis Mises Bezdin. Why? Because they darshan, al yetzayish from Kol Mashri, al yotziish. It's talking about carrying. So it's talking about carrying. So since, it's so associated with this pasuk, that thing where Rashi says the kashya. Yes, so that's in the Tosus. That's what Tosus discusses how that works. The point is that the this issue of Lav Shanitan Lazharis Mises Bezdin. I read it from the Tosus, but that's what the Gemara means. Since there's a capital punishment associated with this law, namely Al Yotzi Ish, now I carry on Shabbos, and that's one of the third Amalachas. There's Misa on Shabbos for that, obviously. Right, it's one of the third Amalachas. So therefore, there's no Malchus. That was his kashya. And then, therefore, the Gemara answer, you look at the end of 14 again, the answer was, Amar Rashi, what do you mean? Miksiv al-yotzi. Al-yetze ksiv. The fundamental meaning of the pasuk is al-yetze. You want to tell me that there's also, they also have a hint from here about carrying? Fine. Okay, but the fact is that the pasuk still means what it means at a simple level, so that's not really a good example of a pasuk which teaches the capital is a secondary thing. So that's what Tosus discusses, but I want to show you from that Tosus, the one I just read before. Again, Tosus on the bottom of the Zanar base. Tosus says that we assume all over that Tchumen is only Drabanan. So what was the kasha? So now look at the second paragraph in 16. V'nir lefarish, the bein of Yonason, the bein of Ashi, nafku hotzah mal yete, kedemash v'chol makom. We do learn hotzah from there. Okay, v'hachi masha paste dekro. Where do you see that? No, that is a simple meaning. Shal yete b'shabbos. Remember what the context of this was. This was about the month. Right? That's where this pasuk appears. So why would it suddenly say in connection with the month not to go out on Shabbos? So says Tosus, Hachi Mashma Pasuk Dekros Al Yetze B'Shabbos in Kalev Lilkot as Haman. That's the pasuk pshat. Don't go out with your little basket or your whatever you carried home the money in, don't go out with that on Shabbos. Kedero Shalos and Bechol. V'sav Rav Yonasan, afilu ma'adam etchum deraisa, lo lucky. The cave of the Mehai Kron Nami Nafkon Yisro Tzav, the Havi Mrs. Bezdin, so that's why you didn't know about it. If Ashi Mishani, Miksi Vayotzi, the Havi Iker Krab Otzav. Does Vayna, he said, that's not what it says. So that's how the Tosfos explains the flow of this Gemara. In other words, the Yisr is the Pasuk is talking about Otzav. But in any event, I just wanted to bring up this point, and Tosfos says it again at the end, that the issue, and that he says why you need two psukim for Otzav, because of Malacha Geruah, and so on. But as far as Tumen is concerned, Tumen for sure, he says, it's assumed all over Shas that Tumen is the Rabbanan. Now, till now, we've been talking about Tumen of Alpayim Amos. So it's a machlokas of Akiva, and the mayor seems to agree to Akiva, but other Tanoim say that it's the Rabbanan. And as Tosfos says, we assume all over Shas that Tumen is the Rabbanan. However, there's Yerushalmi, because there was another issue of Tumen on Shabbos besides Alpayim Amos. And that is Yerushalmi in Arab, which is not on the papers. It's Parag Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Daf Chav Gimel, Amud Beis. And there, the Gemara is
in Arabic.
In Erevin, I'm sorry, Shushalmi Erevin, Paragimel, Halacha Gimel, on the Chav, excuse me, Paragimel, Paragimel Halacha Dalad, my mistake, Paragimel Halacha Dalad, Chav Gimel Beis in the Vilna Edition of Shushalmi. It's talking about there, okay, so there is such a concept of Tchumen, of Alpayim Amma, but there's another Tchumen as well. Amma B'yosi, Kamtiya Kaidamar, Rav Yoshia, Higiyah Chasov Tchumen Shabbos, Shein Mechor Medvar Torah, Rav Mona Boy, Nichol Alpayim Amma, and Mechor Barbas, Abbas Alpayim Amma, Mechor here, but there is another thing. Okay, Rav Shin Bar Karsam, Shem Rechi, Rav Racha, Ein Lechom Mekum Mekum, El Tchum Shneim Asom Mil, Kemachane Yisrael. There's another din of Tchum, called Yud Beis Mil. 2,000 Amma is 1 mil. Okay, Alpayim Amos is 1 mil. So there's such a thing called Yud Beis Mil, Shneim Asar Mil, Kemachane Yisrael. Now let's remember, all of the Yisurim on Shabbos are modeled after, you know, the Mishkan, right? What the Bnei Yisrael did in the Midbar. So when they built the Mishkan, so the encampment of the Machane Yisrael around the Mishkan was, the Yerushalmi says here, it's Alpayim, it's Yud Beis Mil. Okay, and it appears to this Yerushalmi that that's Doraisa. That maybe the Tumen of Alpayim Amma may only be dropped on him, but the Tum of Yud Beis Mil, which is of course a much bigger distance, that would be a Doraisa. Okay, that's the very end of Halacha Dalad in Perek Gimel Erevin in the Yerushalmi. Alpayim Amma is 1 mil. This is Yud Beis Mil. Yud Beis Mil. Parsa is in between. Parsa, I forgot. Parsa is. There's more. Yeah, Parsa is 4 mil. Yeah, right. Okay. Right, we've got Adkan Chum Shabbos, right.
Yeah, so the Ayin itself is also in the Habon.
Right.
But the Ayin didn't stop him there.
By the Tum, yeah. Right, so hold that thought. The Rishonim mentioned that. Okay, we'll get Meir Nacher, as we said. Yeah, we'll get that in 2 seconds. Yeah, Meir Nacher. Yeah, we'll get. But Meir, you know, Meir held like a Akiva that the Tum is Alpayim Amma. Okay, hold that thought for a second. I'll just mention quickly the Korban Eido comment in Rishonim just explains how this Rishonim works. He says. Okay, so based on that Yerushalmi, we now have something in Tumen which is Doraisa. So there's an interesting riff. The riff raises the following. The riff, which I do have on the page printed in source number 17, this is the riff at the end of the first parak in Erevin. It's Daf Hey, Amud Aleph, the Dafim of the riff. The Rif quotes this Yerushalmi, and then the Rif says, the Kashalan. On that same Gemara in Erevin that we just did before, Yud Zayin and Beis, the end of the first parak, right? It says, says the Rif, and here's the Rif, and again it's source 17, the Rif at the end of the first parak of Erevin, we paskin against the Bekiva, Tchumun Daraisa. We hold Darbonon. Vashkechinim Gemara, the B'nai Marava, but in the Gemara of the B'nai Marava, which is the Yerushalmi, the so-called Palestinian Talmud, right? The Israel Talmud, Yerushalmi, the Garcina Yigil Chasut Chomish Shabbos, Shem Chai quotes that whole Yerushalmi, and we just read it, and he says that there it would appear that it's that Chol Yud Beis Mil is the Raisa. So we look at the second last one on this page again. That same riff. Nimsu Achshav Tchumei Shabbos Mehendo Rabbanon Umehendo Raisa. The riff says it looks like Tchumei Shabbos. Certain dinim in Tchumei Shabbos are the Raisa. Some of the Rabbanon. Alpayim Amul Umala Yud Beis Mil Lokel in the Rabbanon. You know, get Makas Mardus whatever from 2,000 Amos up to Yud Beis Mil. Or Rebbe Kiva Lokel in the Raisa. Rebbe Kiva says the Raisa. Tixid Mekiri Rechutz Alef Am and so on. He quotes those various psukim that we mentioned earlier, okay? And beyond that, Yud Beis Mil Keneged Machane Yisrael says the Rif is the Raisa. So understands the Rif, but yeah. The Raisa won't be Machane. You guys can still get Machane Smar the Rabbanon. I mean, according to the Kiva, you mean? He says the Kiva is a good question. Unless you reject, I don't know. I don't know what the riff will do. That's a good point. Okay. Anyway, but he says that's the riff, and he leaves a little bit of a question. The Baal HaMor disagrees with the riff. It's printed on the next page here, 18. The Baal HaMor there in Erevin.
Yud Beis Mil, he says, even if you're walking within a.
So that we'll have to see. That we'll have to see. It appears beyond to outside the city. Let's assume it's outside the city, not within the city. It's going to become relevant shortly. Beyond will be the Raisa. That's what he's saying. Right. But then once he gets to Yud Beis Mil, now he's in violation of the Raisa. They said Baal HaMor, this he says the solves that parakos of Rift Khum look in the Tumajation of the Raisa and Rabbanan. He says, Somach al Dibur Yerushalmi, I don't understand. He's relying on this Yerushalmi. V'yinich Talmud Aruch Shalanu. He's ignoring our Gemara, the Bavli, he says to Baal HaMor. The parakol gadol, the yodel al Shabbos, my yodel b'tchumen al Yerushalmi. The Gemara has, you know, a guy didn't know it was Shabbos. Remember that sugi with regard to a Korban Chatos? What is a shogeg? But what was a shogeg? He didn't know what day it was. He didn't know it was Shabbos. And so what did he know if he didn't know this halacha? No, that halacha, that's the sugi. So the Gemara says he knew about Tchumen. But there it appears that the Tchumen was not Midah Raisa. Okay, and Vesu, this is the case that Rav Shlomo just mentioned. Vesu, Darmina Maseches Yontif, Ein Roch Ben Agabe Behema. The Gemara says you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos. Yeah? My timer. So first they say, Zera Shema Yetze Chutz L'Tchum. Right, the Xer, you keep riding the animal, you go outside the Tchum. Shamus Minot Tchum Doraisa. The Gemara says, no, that's not the reason. The Xer, Shami Yachtov, more, you'll break off a branch to smack the animal to get it to move faster and so on. So again, you see, like a Tchum Doraisa, Klal, Elakula Medivrehem, the Hemu Shech Mirba Mixos Mekomos, and so on and so forth. So the Baal HaMor thinks that the Rif is not correct, that we shouldn't accept that Yerushalmi, and everything to do with Tchum is all Darabanan. There's no Tchum Doraisa. So writes the Baal HaMor. And actually the Ramban in the Milchamas, which only part of it got printed here, is a long Ramban in a Kedarko, but he says, he starts off differently than usual. He says, it's not on the paper. Read the Milchamas again. It's Hayyam al-Aleph in the Dapir Rif and Erevin. Omar HaKosev, any Kemeshiv al-Dibrei Baal HaMor, al-Kemosif al-Dvarav. I come not to bury, I don't come here to disagree with the Baal HaMor. I come to add to his words. He's right.
For a change,
exactly. He's right. Okay? And actually, the way the Ramban goes on, and we won't read inside now because it's a long piece, but Ramban goes on to show that he doesn't even think the Rif accepted the Yerushalmi. He reads the Rif differently. Not only did he the Rif quotes the Yerushalmi, but the way the Ramban, that's a long piece, and he says, Batlas Svarazubin al Gemar Shalano, the Ein Lana Bechol Talmudenu Zecher Lashne Masar Mil, El Atchumin with Abanahim, the Ein Lahem Iker Minatara Kamin Bechol Mach Mel. He says, it's just there's no Tchumen Drabanan, that are derived. All Tchumen Drabanan, and he even thinks that that's what the Rif holds as well. So that's a bit of a machlokas. It's interesting. Again, everything's different on this page. Ramban supports the Baal HaMor. There's a Bach. Usually the Bach has a Haggad that's three words long. Here there's Haggad, so Bach, Ozvov, on the page. It's a whole long Arichas. I mean, I guess as opposed to a short Arichas, but he says in Ozvov, he said it's not just the Rif. It's, you know, the Ramban agrees like that. He says other Rishonim and the Smag. He quotes all kinds of Rishonim. Everybody, many people seem to assume that may not even be what the Yerushalmi means. So they all assume that Tchumen are, they don't want to say that Tchumen are Darbanan. It doesn't really explain why, but I will show you. I'll get to that in a second. But take a look what I did print on the page. Source number 20, a toast in Chagiga, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. There it's talking about Tchumen on Yom Tov there. So look at the Tosfos Chagiga, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, source number 20. It is Dibra Maskil. The Chsiv, for this of Oka, Pirish Rashi, Shehu Chol HaShomoy, Dil B'yam Tiv Tchum and Osir. Because of Allah Batosu, why are you talking? Right? I'm sorry, I skipped the wrong line. Pirish Rashi, Chol HaShomoy, Dil B'yam Tiv Osir Mishum Tchum and Osir. Why are you talking? The Hatina, for Bekiva, Rabban and Michael and Meymar, what are they worried about Tchum and Yantiv? Okay, Rekiva is the Raisa, but Rabban and Michael and Meymar, the Lekki said Tchum and the Raisa. So V'yesh Mefarshim, the Yud Beis Mil, and he's full Shapir, Rabban and Tchum and Osir. Maybe if you're going home beyond Yud Beis Mil, okay, maybe even our Rabbanan agree that that's the Raisa. And he quotes that same Yerushalmi. Okay, so, but he doesn't think that that's correct. Okay, he says on the third line there, V'hashash shalana lo sirila. The Hobbit parakal gadol, Gabeshacha chikr Shabbat, same rise the Rif brought over there in Erevin. Gabeshacha chikr Shabbat, I mean the Balamor. Same rise the Balamor brought there in Erevin. He says, V'gabeshacha chikr Shabbat, the boy, the other was Shabbat, my other Tchumen, or live the Rekiva, the low come of Dibar Kol. They didn't say Tchumen. And V'chein parak basa the Beit, Tosas also the Rabbanan. It's the whole thing is according to the Rabbanan. I mean the Rabbanan against the Bekiva. The other Tanoim do not agree with the concept of Tchum and Daraisa. Period. Not Alpaya Mama. Not Yud Beis Mil. As a side point, I printed Tzuri Evan because it's an interesting question because they're talking there about Yontif. So that's an interesting question whether the whole concept of Tchum applies by Yontif. Maybe it was Shabbos or more. And because after all, what's the origin of our pasuk? How ye teach from Como, but my shri, right? The pasuk is from Shabbos. Right, okay, that's the question. Okay, you know, we equate them in other places, but maybe Yontif is different. Okay, there, I just put that as an aside point. Well, the Raisa anyway, if you held like that. Now, the Rosh and Erevin also in the end of the first parak, I printed the source number 22, it's parak Aleph Sun Chav Dalad. He also quotes, Mil Gemara Didan, Savar Abanan Leka Shum Tzum Tchum Shabbos Daraisa. Right, there's no Tchum and Daraisa. Afilu Yud Beis Mil. So I just showed you that many Rishonim assume that not Yud Beis Mil, not Alpayim Amas Daraisa, it's all Rabbanan. The question is, what about the Yerushalmi? So I just want to share with you, because the Rif didn't really explain, and the Yerushalmi says what it says, so they want to read the Yerushalmi differently. There's a Raya, how do you know the Babi doesn't agree, so the Rif doesn't really explain it. But I have in the Sefer Mitzvahs of Inostadia gone with the. What's wrong with the. I mean, the Babi doesn't agree, but why not? I mean, Machane Yisrael, we model everything else after the.
You have three different proofs.
Right, but the question is usually we model everything after the Machane Yisrael in terms of Yisrael on Shabbos. If you couldn't walk outside the Machane Yisrael, so that would sound like your base mill is the Raisa. Right? In other words, because you can only walk within the Mach. Okay. But if you look in parallel, we have the Sefer Mitzvah of Ben Estadia Gaon. Sefer Mitzvah, we've mentioned many times in the past. The Sefer Mitzvah of Ben Estadia Gaon is a very short work. But Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel Perlo made it into an encyclopedia. So you have, he goes through all the mitzvahs of the Sadi Gaon. So you have two lines from the Sadi Gaon, about maybe 30 pages in small print from Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel Perlo analyzing all the different aspects of the mitzvah. So in this edition, it's Chelik Beis, page 398. It's mitzvah Losa Sekuf Ayin Tes. We don't ask for the Ikar HaDover. I'll say it outside to save some time. He notes the following. He says, how do we know the Bavli disagrees? And maybe the Bavli also holds of this concept that Yud Beis Mil is Doraisa based on Machane Yisrael. So he says, no, an interesting Raya. He says, if you take a look, and I did print on a page on source number 23, the Gemara says in Erevin, Nun Hamad Beis, when you count the city, remember I said at the beginning the city is homes, what if you have Srifin, Amar Rav Huna, look at 23, Yoshrit Srifin, people live there temporarily, squatters, the guy lives in a tent, you know, does that count as part of the city too? And it's campers, overnight campers, does that count, let's say you're near a campground, you know, does that also count to make the city as long as they're within, or that the permanent dwelling? That's the issue over there in Erevin and Hamad Beis. Okay, Srifin, Rashi says, Dira Shal Hutzin, you know, a hut made out of branches and twigs and some Eino Keva. Alright, so anyway, basically, the Gemara comes out that, so the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? Of course it should count. After all, what are we basing all this on? In the Midbar, they weren't there permanently either. Right? They were moving in the Midbar too. Right? As the Pasuk says, they'd be ready any time as soon as the Anan would move. So that was also a temporary dwelling places, and yet that seems to count. But then the Gemara says no, because Gemara, and again, it's 23, says no, because Kevin the Tzimuhu, Al Pi Hashem Yachrib, Al Pi Hashem Yisoh, command the Kriyul Hudami. Now the fact that it's Al Pi Hashem, so, you know, that made it into a Din Kavua. Okay? Have the Kavua Dika place. Like a Kavua. Okay? Yeah. So, you know, that's what they say, you know, when you're building a binyan keva, the difference between binyan keva and binyan arai. Yeah, but wasn't the Mishkan also arai? They took it. And the same thing was al pi Hashem, so it had the status of something which is kavua. Fine. So says the Ruchim Perlo, so if that's the case, then what's the raya from the Machane Yisrael? Machane Yisrael, our tradition tells us, Yud Beis Mill, that was the size of it. So men are allowed to walk from one place to another. So let's say the guy lived in side A, and Yud Beis Mill away was the end of it. He lived in the beginning of the Machane, and the other guy lived in the end. So you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Right? So that seemed to be the Yerushalmi's raya that that's Yud, but beyond that you couldn't go. So that's the raya that Yud Beis Mill is Doraisa. But says Yochum Perla says, no. You see from the Bavli, that was considered a Kavua, so therefore that was a city. So that's like the original Dalai Lama. So you have no raya from there, you couldn't go. Who says you couldn't go outside? You know, maybe you could, when they were talking about going inside, because that was an ear, that's part of the city. So the Mele said, huh? So that's exactly what Mechanim, but that's exactly what he says. So therefore he says there's no raya. According to the Bavli, that it says Mefurish, that the Midbar was Kavua, right? So then the fact that they didn't go, right, that made it Kavua. A Piyashem Yachar made it Kavua, but then there's no raya about Yud Beis Mill to do with anything. Right, the fact that they could walk inside the camp, that's because it was an ear. Who said it's because they couldn't? No, beyond, what do you mean? Yeah, but that's how far. You can't use Yud Beis Mill as a measurement. That's his point. In other words, I know, but okay. So the Mokom now is the city. But who says? So the Yushami wanted to bring a riot that the thing was Yud Beis Mill. So you can't go beyond Yud Beis Mill. But Rabbi Yochum Perla says no. But according to the Bible, Yud Beis Mill, that whole machana was an ear. So you can't go beyond the ear. Fine. How far? You don't have a riot at Yud Beis Mill. That's what he's saying. You don't have a riot. That was his lumbus. He said that's what. Yeah. But you don't have a riot at Yud Beis Mill has any significance in terms of being a number. That's his riot. Okay. Now, in terms of, but I do want to point out that despite the fact that the Tosfos and the Rosh, they all say what they say. Not everybody agrees to it. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah, source 25, does mention, obviously it's in the Sefer HaMitzvah, it's Mitzvah Shin Chof Aleph, which is also says Shin Chof Aleph. The Rambam writes, He shiz yiranu shalol lahalei chutz l'tchum, the Medina, HaMedina b'Shabbos. He puts it in Sefer HaMitzvah, so that seems to indicate it's a deraisa, right? V'hu she'amru, v'hu amru in parashat b'shalach ayetish m'komim ha'shvi, u'bo ha'kabola she'gvul alicha she'asur ma'asher nosav alpayim ama chutz min amdina filo ama achas. V'lechas alpayim ama l'chol tzad muter. Okay, so the Rambam seems to say over here that even the 2000 is deraisa. That's what he says here. The Ramban is masig, kedarka. The Ramban says this is a mistake, okay? If you look on the fourth line of the Ramban, he says that badai tov, who keeps the Ramas there? She'elu heim diver v'kiva. That's only according to v'kiva. The Omer alpayim amud deraisa. But ain halacha kamos Ramban says mefurish. Halacha is not like a v'kiva. Okay. And then he notes, and don't worry about the Rambam because in the Mishnah Torah he changed his mind. So take a look in Hilchos Shabbos, source number 27. The Rambam Hilchos Shabbos Parakhov Zan Halacha Aleph writes Hayotze Chutz. He says, "Ayotze chutz l'tchum amdina b'Shabbos loke shenemar ayetz mikom yashri makom zeh l'tchum ha'ir lo nas na tarshir l'tchum zeh v'chacham etiku shetchum zeh hu chutz l'shneim asar mil." And he says, "Getting malchus sounds like a deraisa." So the Rambam seems to paskin like the riff, or the way we read the riff, not the way Ramban read the riff, that the Yud Beis Mill is deraisa. Okay, v'chacham alhem Moshe ben lo seitzu chutz l'machane or v'divrei sofrim shelo yetz adam chutz l'ela ad alpayim am. So the Rambam, the beginning of Perek Chavzanim for Shabbos, paskins that the Yud Beis Mill is Doraisa. Okay, he says it in the Mefurish again, which is a simple reading of the Rif, not the Ramban. So it's a Machlokes Rishonim. Yeah, but when right. Okay, now the Magid Mishnah commenting at Rambam writes Shir Tchumin Shem Alpayim Am Medivrei Yud Beis Mill Bar Torahu, and he says Mevur Bahalachas Tisof Parakama De Erevin. He's talking about the Rif, and he writes Chayin As Kamas Hagonim Zal Lechayev Dvar Torah Al Yosim Yud Beis Mill. Okay, the Yeshmin Achronim Shechol Klozeh, and some say no, it's only Rabbi Kiva and so on. So the that's the Ramban and Rashbo. Anyway, by both sides, Machlokes Rishonim whether Yud Beis Mill is Doraisa or the Rabbanan. Yeah.
And what does the Rambam say? It is
Doraisa,
but he says there's no
shear
in the
Torah. Rabbanan gave the shear. Well, Rabbanan, I think it means that the Torah didn't specify the amount. Rabbanan told us that's the amount, but the Isra is Doraisa. They defined it. They told us the definition. Now, Is there any practical nafkamina? I mean, having said all of this now and gotten an overview of Tumin, so is there any practical nafkamina, whether it's Daraisa or Darabanan? So one nafkamina, a couple that I just share with you to wrap up, a couple of interesting questions. One, and here's where it's going to get perhaps today, perhaps even more so than in those days, the Gemara raises the kash in Erevin Mem Gimel of an Aleph, that's source number 29, Baruch Hananya, Yesh Tumin Lamala Me'asara or Ain Tumin Lamala Me'asara. Over ten, in the air, is there a Tumin a problem if you're traveling in the air? Now, I don't know what they meant in the Gemara. Okay, well, she did, well, it's still sort of brewed in the ground, but let's say, yeah, possible, yeah, yeah. But here's what they say here. What does it mean? So, Amud Gavol Rachavar Bolo Tibola. If it's just a hill, okay, if it's just a hill, yeah, because it's not wide enough. If it's just a hill, okay, you know, which is wide enough, and so, and as you walk into the end of the Tumin, and then it goes up. Because of hills. He said, that's not, obviously that's part of the din. I mean, part of the din of Tchumin, to boil up. Daris Mipi, it's a pretty air place to walk. But like you said, Kiti Boilach, Ba'amud Gavoa, Sarva Ein of Rochav Arba. It may be more than 10 Trachmai, but it's not wide enough for Rochav Arba. Inami, the cause of a Kvitzel, or you jump from one place to another, or Lishnachina Besina, you're coming in a boat. And that's Nogaya. People ask Rabbi all the time, you go on a cruise, and the cruise docks. On Shabbos, they're going to this island hopping, whatever it is. Can you get off? And what happened on Shabbos? And so on. So that's part, this issue of Tumin is part of it, because when the boat is in the water, so the boat is more than 10 Tfachim off the ground level. Okay? The bottom of the water, right. Until you get very close. The truth is now, even when you get close, it's much higher. But at one time anyway, you know, you come in, so you're in the mud, you know, like when you camp in the lakes at the beginning, you know, there's the mud, and then you push off, so eventually you're more than 10 Tfachim. So that's the issue of that Gemara again, Erevin Mem Gimel. Alva Tchumin Daraisa or Drabanan. Okay? So now we'll see. So that's the question. So this happens to be a Bidal of Shita, okay, in the Gemara. So if Tchumin is Daraisa, okay, if the concept of Tchumin is Daraisa, so then in a Bidal of Shita, we machman a Daraisa. If it's only Drabanan, Tchumin is only Drabanan, then there's room for Kulas. I mean, that'll be a practical difference in our question. Okay, we'll see. Okay, we'll get to it. Okay, well, that's why I'm not going to get to that. But that's one thing. One thing is the boat docking, and that's a practical issue. The Gemara has that in the Mishnah Erev in Source 31, Mem Aleph on the Bays. Okay. Pam achas lo nichmas lo namalat shechashecha. One time the Rabbanim were traveling and they didn't get to the port until it was already dark. They were traveling, and a lot of times you had the Gamliel and other people on boats, okay, and a few different Gemaras, one with the Esrog and one other cases. Sometimes, all joking aside, they had to go to Rome sometimes to plead the case of the Jews, you know, before the Romans. They were coming in, they were on boats a lot. But anyway, so it says one time we didn't get in to Shabbos, Amalav Gamliel, Ma on Olayre, they asked Gamliel, are we allowed to get off? Right? Because Rashi says, the next source, Ma on Olayre, Min Asun Latocha, Yer Klomar, Bonami Chutzatom. I mean, by the time we docked, Shabbos started, we were out there, and, you know, more than your base mill, you know, and then the boat comes in, so we're allowed to get off. So he says, yeah, Mutar Matem, Allah, Mutar Matem Shifarisi, Mistaka Bahayna Mitocha Tchumat Shalokha Sheikh. And we made it, and we were there when Shabbos started, so we're okay. That's what he told them. Now, the Gemara there, and that's the Mishnah Mem Aleph Beis, the Gemara in Source 33, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Toshma, Pamachat or Nixomat Shechashecha, Iamat Pishome Shadesh Tumin Shaper, Eliamat Ain Tumin Kiloin, and Visoka Tum Mayavi. So the Gemara says this should be a raya that, Tumin is the raya, because if they were not, you know, what difference would it make if they weren't in the Tum? So Amarava Mahalechas, I'm sorry, not the raya, but it's Lamala Miyud. Now that seems to be a raya that, there is Tumin L'malam Yud, because if there was no, if Yamin ain't Tumin L'malam Yud, so what difference to make? Right, who cares? So Amarava, no, b'maleches b'rakak. This boat was sloshing through the mud, you know, on the bottom. It was like already in, it was, how got it, huh? The sand, whatever. We were dragging through, pachos, and it was pachos mesar the whole way. Anyway, so in terms of the halacha, this issue will be a practical nafkamin in our question with Tumin D'Raisa or D'Rabbanan. Because the way I, certainly with boats today, if you're on a boat and you were beyond Yud Beis Mil when Shabbos started, so if you hold, because really there's a double thing we have to bear in mind. If there's Tumin L'malam Yud, it means two things. Number one, you can violate this Tum, but it also means you're Kona that place. Okay, so if you're on a ship and you hold that there's Tumin L'malam Yud, okay, so you were Kona Shvisa at the moment of sunset, whatever time Shabbos started, and now, you know, an hour and a half later, the boat docked. But you were Kona Shvisa in that place on the boat where you were, and that's your place, and now you can't get off. Okay, I mean, maybe, you know, you have just the Dalai Lama's because you're already outside the Tum. If somebody by mistake went out, or even not by mistake, if somebody went outside the Tum on Shabbos and he realized it, then you have no more than Dalai Lama's. Sit down, and that's it. You have no more than Dalai Lama's. So if that's a big nafkamina, if a boat comes in on after Shabbos and you assume that Yesh Tum and Malam Yud, so then you were Kona Shrisa in your stateroom, wherever you were, you know, in your cabin, you know, and that's it. So you can't get off. The difference is, sometimes that happens. Sometimes somebody will make you get off. Okay, so now they make you get off. So then what? Okay, so now you get off. So then sit down in the port. Sit down in the in the dock there, and then you can't really go anywhere. Yeah, but if you hold that there's no tumah malam miyud, so you're not kona shrisa until the boat dock. Now you have the whole city have the $2,000. Very practical difference. Yeah, for those who travel.
I mean, the ships nowadays
don't
have so many cities, so you just never with air moves.
Right, it's a little different today. You have the whole
8,000 people.
I know, and the swimming pools and halls and dining rooms.
But yeah. It didn't say that the city should move.
Yeah, it seems to be. I mean, it seems it's an interesting way to look at it.
Okay.
Right, it matters. Right. I think so. Look, the same question might have come up on a plane, the same issue, because the plane is in the air, obviously, if you're flying. And, you know, I just mentioned, you know, some people had this practice. I mean, it doesn't come up for another couple of years, but, you know, a couple of years ago, you had Rosh Hashanah, and therefore Sukkot, and was Shabbos Sunday here in America, you know, an extra day. So people went there to show, and then they flew out. So okay, what you keep, but you keep 2 days in 1 day. That's not my topic right now. But people, and I know people, some of our bottom here were talking about it. People flew back Motzei Shabbos. They took a flight out of Israel Motzei Shabbos. They landed here on Sunday. Okay, and then they came back in. It was a little strange. People coming into town here. We'd come back from my office on Simchas Torah. Come back, you know, and people were from people. I mean, you know, Shomer Shabbos people. Man, a few. Yeah. So, at maximum, they should have stayed at the airport, right? That's one of the many issues is this issue of coming to Chutz Tchom, right? You heard, you know what I'm talking about. There was a whole group of people. So, once I'm just finished, I'll take questions in because we're almost out of time. But anyway, so that's one difference. In terms of the Shulchan Aruch, so they look at Source 36, all these dinim are found in Sinim Tov Dalet, Sif Aleph, and so on, Kagon Shakopat, etc. Okay, it's a suffix in Yeshul Lamalam Asar Olav. So again, if it's the Shulchan Aruch, it's a funny thing, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins is a suffix. Right? It's a suffix. Well, that suffix, whether they go the Chum or the Kul, will depend on our earlier suffix. The Shulchan Aruch says, I raise their suffix in Yeshul Lamalam Asar Olav. Therefore, Umashi, yeah, it's somewhat unusual. Umashi, let me finish. Umashi Yibid Darbanan, yes, Fekul Hokel. I said, that's our issue. However, the Ramor writes, "Miyum hayaholech b'derazeh or they kritzah sham mitoch yud beiz mil chutz yud beiz mil as lina chumra leman damar tchumin yud beiz mil doraisa." He paskin that those people who hold that the tchumin, or he brings at least as a sheet, they're not any paskin, but he acknowledges the position of those who say that yud beiz mil doraisa. The whole of, okay. So then he mentioned another thing, whether water has a din altogether of tchumin. Anyway, but the Shulchan Aruch is choshesh for that view. Okay, you look in the Mishnah Brewer that I printed in Source 37. Okay, he says first of all, Sukkot and Hay, Chutz L'Tchum D'Alpayim Amad Yud Beinil Shul Kula Amad Rabbanon. He doesn't mean Kula Amad, it's not Bekiva, the way we paskin, he says. In Sukkot and Zion, he says, Ratzalon L'Aposkin D'Nakdil Alocha Ke Rishalmi, the Chutz Yud Beiznu Habid Araisa, the Alfin and Zos Mikod Ayet Yishm Kom Yashvi, Umakum Zel Chutz Hashem Asa Mil Keneged Machna Yisrael, Umidiba Amechaber Shekosu Mashiud Rabbanon Mashma Shemitzadid Kein L'Halocha L'Hachmer B'Aboshar B'Chutz Yud Beiznil Afilu B'Lamalan Asar Shul Sofek D'Araisa. So again, there you see it, the Mishnah Berurah, our issue of whether Tchumah is derived from Rabbanan plays in this matter. The other issue that comes up, or one last issue that comes up, there are others also, I was mentioning about the Chassam Sofer as a tshuva, where a doctor was summoned to treat a goy on Shabbos, and they're going to drive him chutz l'tchum, or in those days in a wagon, chutz l'tchum. So what's the issue there? You know, he's allowed to go to treat a goy to save Mishum Eva. That's what the Sugyan of Rezar Chavav Mer Aleph printed in Source 38, okay? Mialed, this is talking about their Jewish, Mialed, you know, the midwife, can go ahead to even help a goy to give birth, but you can't, as Tosos points out there, Savar of Yosef, again, Chavav and Aleph in Avodah Zarah, source 39, you can't do a Daraisa, you know, you can only do a Drabbanon, okay, for this reason. And it's also clear in other places, again, the time doesn't permit, but I put on the page in the very back, the Sugya in Sanhedrin, Chavav and Aleph, where they also are master Mishum Eva. Ava means bad feeling, right? So you're not going to do this for the guys, so then it's going to cause trouble. Maybe they'll make a pogrom. Maybe it's not so clear, but it'll be bad. It'll generate bad blood. I always like to tell over the story with Ava that there was one of the great Talmudists from the Jewish Theological Seminary was Professor Shaul Lieberman. So was known as a great Talmud Chacham. Unfortunately, he was, you know, went a different direction a little bit. But anyway, himself, I think, was, as far as I know, certainly a fun person. But he was a professor in the seminary, but a very sharp, one of these people who knew all kinds of everything about that. So one time he was friendly with some other professor. I heard the story in the seminary there. So it was a non-Jew, and this non-Jew was also a little bit of a Talmudist. So he asked Professor Lieberman, Rabbi Lieberman, he asked him, listen, you know, you mean to tell me that if a building collapsed on me on Shabbos, the only reason you'd save me is Mishum Eva? You know, this because of this din, you know, Mishum Eva, otherwise there'd be bad feelings. You wouldn't save me because, you know, you're a friend and so on and so forth. So I believe me, said, no, in your case, I would violate Shabbos and even not Mishum Eva. So after there's a Talmud Mir, so how did you say such a thing? He said, I said that, Mishum Eva. Anyway, so, but that's the din of Eva. Eva's like it's not even a streak of Pikuach Nefesh, but it's a lower level. It's a possibility. That's Eva. So that's what the Gemara Sanhedrin talks about. A chavov and aleph about somebody getting out, being allowed to plant on the Shemitah, because the government is collecting taxes. You know, they have to have the stuff ready for taxes. So the Gemara says you can do it, but only that which is Drabbanon, like Tosafot points out. Anyway, so Chasam Sofer in the last source 45, second last source 45, it's the Chuvos Chasam Sofer. It's printed in the back of Chelech Choshen Mishpat in Hashmata Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalad. He's talking about a doctor traveling. So he says, the doctor's gonna go, so to go in the wagon, which is ordinarily not allowed, Mishtamish Rabal Chai, so that's the Darbana will cancel Bishum Eva. But what about going Chutz L'Tchum? What about going? He's going to go chutz l'tchum. So if the chutzum is only the alpayim amatchum, that's as far as the doctor has to go. So good, that's also the rabbanim. We assume not like a mekiva. All the halachas we show, everybody assumes not like the mekiva. That's also the rabbanim. So the rabbanim will waive mishum eva. However, if the tchum is yud beis mil, so now we're back to our question. Okay, if it's a doraisa, it's very problematical to say that we're going to let this doctor mishum eva go chutz l'tchum on Shabbos and tchum doraisa. Right, but if we hold that Yud Beis Mil is also the Rabbanon, the way many Rishonim do, so then the same heter will be allowed this doctor to go treat the Navtoma, treating a non-Jewish patient on Shabbos, we would allow it. However, as the Chasam Sofer has in a different Shuvah, and this we're done, it's source 46, it's Chelek Eredeus in the Kuf Lamed Aleph, Chasam Sofer says, but if there's any, you just look at the end, in the four lines on the bottom, the Yemiyesh Ve'evazu Chashasa Kanas Nefoshes, Yesh Lahatra Kunim Lacha Doraisa. And don't play around. If the concern was Taka, you know, was more than a regular Eva, so then he can go chutz Yud Beis Mil also. You know, he can do anything, even a deraisa. But, huh? No, okay. Say it again. What's that? Yeah, okay, but... Right. No, but even though it's not a malacha, I don't think it'll be a malacha, but still, it'll be like the Shemitah case. You know, what I'm saying is that the... Right. Right. So in any event, this issue, to summarize very quickly, this issue of whether Tumen or Daraisa or Darabanan is not just an academic question, because since the Gemara is a suffix about Lamal Mayud, or you have this case of some sulfur about a person traveling Chutz L'Tchum, this question of whether Tumen or Daraisa or Darabanan will make a difference. Okay, I go to the ball.
Next week, don't you?